This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's begin with Monday Night Football last night. You just heard Earl talking about this. The Steelers beat the Giants 26-18. The game, I would say for much of the evening, was actually really close. The Steelers did lead 23-9 with 13 minutes to go, and then the Giants got right back into it. So this was a competitive game that both teams could have, should have won, I suppose. But Russell Wilson's been good.
Yeah.
I've been impressed. I thought going to him was a mistake.
I did too.
Benching Justin Fields was the wrong decision. I'm not a Fields guy, never have been, never will be. Don't think he throws the ball well enough. But I think he presents enough problems running the football that he's a better player, maybe not passer, but better player at quarterback than Wilson. And this is why Mike Tomlin, who, weirdly enough, knew more about the Steelers than I did.
Funny.
Made that decision to go to Russell Wilson. Two games, very small sample, but two pretty quality outings. He's got the passing game going. George Pickens matters at receiver again. Van Jefferson is making plays. They're a much better offense than they were a few weeks ago. And they're 2-0 now since the decision. They're 6-2 overall.
They are, all of a sudden, efficient on offense, dare I say, right? With the occasional big play. That Russell Wilson rainbow deep ball is, you know, now kind of part of their offense again, right? Where that seemed to have gone away in Denver. I don't know what exactly was going on there, but he was always been really good at that.
When's the last time he looked this good? Because the end
couple
of
years, at least.
End of Seattle, bad. Denver, bad. It felt like, because of his age and how long it had been, he had nothing left, and maybe in a month we'll be saying the same thing. But this is the best string of a couple games I think he's played. They also can run the ball. Najee Harris looks better than he has over the last few years.
Yep.
I think that offensive line's improved. They're creating more holes. He ran for a buck 14 last night, ripped off a near 30-yard run. Jalen Warren ran for 46 yards last evening as well, 5 a carry.
So that game was important to Washington for a number of reasons, but their next two opponents played last night, and now Pittsburgh's got a bye week and then Washington. I would rather they not have a bye week and then Washington.
Agreed.
I'd rather maybe they play this week or something else, but, you know, this is one of those things where one of Dan Quinn's mantras, and he's got a bunch, the anytime, anywhere, any place, anybody, any floor of the elevator, and any slant of the field, doesn't matter, we're going to play you. Well, there you go. Pittsburgh's got an advantage coming into that game.
They will. The only thing I would say is you get to play the Giants on a short week, so you can't be angry
sure.
about the bye week thing. Although,
sure.
that's two times in 3 weeks they'll yep. be playing a team off a bye.
And a good one, too. Like that's more my concern. Like
exactly.
You could play Carolina after a month off. I'd be happy.
Yeah, the Bears with a bye didn't seem to really take much advantage to the extra time, but I'm guessing that the Steelers coaching staff, a little bit different than the Matt Eberflus-led mm-hmm. Chicago Bears. But the Giants are going to keep rolling with Daniel Jones after another loss. Malik Nabers 7-for-71 last night. He's outstanding, but they're just short on playmakers. I will say that this running back that they've unearthed here, their rookie fifth-round pick, Tyrone Tracy, he's a good little player.
Yes, he is.
I think they found something.
I mean, the burst is there. That's obvious. There's the quicks. He's good out of the backfield, former receiver. It fits the bill. But there's some power to his there's some violence to it that you wouldn't expect. Maybe defenders aren't expecting it either, but he's running through tackles. I mean, there were several times where it's like, okay, this is a nice little burst of 5-6 yard gain that's now 12 or 13 because he's carrying bodies with him. Really impressive.
A lot of NFL news today to get to, including some breaking news in the NFL relevant to the region. We can get to that on 106.7 The Fan right now. Breaking news on The Fan brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. This via Adam Schefter of ESPN. The Baltimore Ravens have been seeking wide receiver help, and they may have just gotten it. Diontae Johnson traded to the Baltimore Ravens from the Carolina Panthers. Johnson is a PPR kind of volume assassin over the last several years in Pittsburgh and Carolina. Gets a lot of targets around the line of scrimmage. We just saw him catch only one ball against Washington. But the week before that, 6-for-78 and a touchdown against Atlanta. He goes to Baltimore, where he will be the number 2 receiver, presumably, to Zay Flowers, the latest of the moves in the NFL today.